Bullseye, brought to you by Ellis Brown Architects.
Peter, what's Kelly's eye looking at today?
Oh, something very patriotic today. The flag of St George, the three legs flag, and now is that the start or a finish flag for a race?
It's a chessboard.
Well, okay, it's a chessboard flag then. And then there's red, white and blue flags all over a building, and they're there all year round. And that, I don't suppose, tells people the slightest where we are, really, does it?
No, because people pass this in cars at a frantic speed along here, though they're supposed to be at maximum 30, and the people who go in and out are more intent on what they do inside.
Well, must be a church. No, it's a pub. And we come back to South Quay, and we're looking at the Trafalgar Public House, is what it says above the door.
Well, this is very appropriate in the 200th anniversary year of the battle, isn't it?
It is. We've made it before the end of the year, 2005. Right, actually, I was reading 1905 newspaper today, as it happens. And
did they come late in Hong Kong?
Well, yes, but guess what they did in 1905?
Here or generally?
Generally, in the Isle of Man.
Oh, no, I have no idea. I wasn't around at the time.
They celebrated the centenary of the Battle of Trafalgar.
Well, of course they would.
Well, you'd think so, but it's not something that goes through your mind when you're celebrating something that somebody celebrated a previous one.
How did they celebrate it?
They put a wreath on Captain Quilliam's grave in Arbury, and that was it, I think. So, but anyway, it's interesting to note that they did do something. Right, let's get back to the pub. We're here at night, as we usually are. It's got floodlights on, so therefore it shows up that, in fact, it's built out of brick and not out of stone.
Yes.
And I'm desperately racking my brain to think, before it was painted, and has been painted for some years now, was it yellow brick? And I have an idea it was yellow brick.
I think you could be right about that.
Yeah, I mean, it's sort of a yellow, well, the lights are orange, yeah. But I'm sure it's a yellow colour now. It's been white in the meantime.
Yes.
But then a number of Oakles pubs were painted white. I can't date it.
It's very old, isn't it?
Oh, it's not very, very old.
Oh, not very, very old.
The plans in Douglas Corporation archive go back to 1887, and it's not in, so it's before that. But it has all the hallmarks of being designed by Lomas and Barrett. Sorry, not Lomas and Barrett, Horrocks and Lomas, who were in the 1880s, probably for Oakle. Suzanne Cubbon refers to when it was here in 1857. But it wasn't that building. It certainly wasn't that building, because the preserved potato works came into this corner.
Oh, really?
And I reckon when that and some of the adjoining old warehouses were demolished, that's when this was actually put up.
Oh,
so
yes.
I'd put it in the 1880s.
It looks as if it's had an extension piece on one end as well, doesn't it?
Yes, I'm almost inclined to say that the piece on one end has been a separate building, which has been taken into it, because the floor levels are different. Now, if they were extending, they would obviously carry through at the same floor level. It's almost an independent building. But that, too, has got a projecting bay window. We've not mentioned here that at first floor level there are two projecting bays. It's not a very big pub. And, of course, the brewery decided to dispense with it as a pub, not as a building.
Mm.
And for a number of years, this was the Douglas Yacht and Motorboat Club clubhouse. And they, I think, put toilets and things and showers in on the ground floor, where, of course, at one time there was a bar, and they had their club rooms upstairs. Well, now the pub, it would appear, has got toilets and no doubt still showers on the ground floor, and the pub itself is at first floor level. And on a number of occasions when I was going up to the Camera Obscura in the summer, there's a door on the back onto Gasworks Hill.
Yes.
Which is open when they're cleaning it, and on the door it says, "Keep this door closed."
Many of the most iconic buildings around the island have been designed by Ellis Brown Architects. Keep up with Ellis Brown today on Facebook or via ellisbrown.im.